What about that Mayan prophecy? We figured we should check in with an expert, so we found archaeologist David Stewart, one of the world's authorities on ancient Mayan culture. He's the author of The Order of Days, The Maya World, and The Truth About 2012. So, did the Maya predict the world will come crashing down on December 21st, 2012?
Absolutely not. The Maya calendar, or any ancient records from Maya civilization, say nothing about the world ending or anything of the sort.
There is a date, though, on a tablet, December 21st, 2012. I mean, I suppose I can even see why that might be so appealing, the 12-21-2012 thing. I mean, it sounds like ought to be a prophecy. And of course, it's the solstice, which we've all learned is is important.
Yeah, that's certainly a component to it. This date, which is written about in one Maya inscription dating to the 8th century A.D., mentions the date December 21st, 2012. Now, why would the ancient Maya talk about this? It turns out that it is a meaningful date in that it is a station in their particular calendar we call the long count. Think of it like the odometer of your car. It's like hitting 100,000 miles. It's the end or the turning point of a very large period of time, but they don't describe anything about it being the end of the world. So the date is real, but we just don't quite know what they're thinking.
So you think it's really us, that we're the ones who are investing this date with some kind of big notion. It's not the Mayans at all or the Maya at all.
You know, I think it does say more about our society, our culture, our worry points, you know, like Y2K or other ones that have existed. It doesn't come from the ancient Maya or what we know about the ancient Maya. I think it comes from a lot of anxiety in our own culture.
You are very clear about what we know of the ancient Maya. I think the public at large, myself included, are not as clear. We have images that come largely from movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark that present us with a culture that you could imagine would have end-of-the-world prophecies.
Yeah, the pop culture sort of vision of the ancient Maya is certainly a bit different from what archaeology tells us, but there are some overlaps there. I mean, the Maya have always fascinated us, our society, our culture, since the 19th century. There's been this kind of romantic view of a jungle civilization, a lost civilization with these abandoned cities in the rainforest and so forth. And that's definitely fed into this whole kind of Indiana Jones iconography, the symbolism of these lost cities and the romance of all of that. And that's one reason why I became an archaeologist. Let's face it, it's really fun. It's wonderful to travel down in this area and get sweaty and dirty in the jungle and find new things, which we're doing all the time.
So in 25 words or less, can you clear it up a little for me? Can you give us the essence of what we do know about the Maya as they actually existed?
Yeah. Well, Maya civilization, one of the great civilizations of the world, it lasted for a good 2,000 years before the Spanish arrived. And, you know, we have many lost cities, many ruins. People visit them today. Some of them are explored by archaeologists. Many of them aren't. We have historical records, which we've just deciphered in the last 20 years. You know, it's astounding what we are finding nowadays, just in the last few years.
Well, 20 years is nothing in archaeological research time, is it?
Absolutely. It's all very recent, in my lifetime. We have a whole ancient world that's opening up for us. It's a bit like I think Egyptology was maybe back in the 1840s or 50s. You know, the glyphs were deciphered, the hieroglyphs were deciphered, and you have all of this stuff to read and all of this stuff to wonder about. And the irony to me is that at this exciting moment, we are confronted with all of this false information about 2012 and prophecies of apocalypse and all this nonsense.
Well, but, you know, to some extent, it strikes me as logical that that should be the case because we know so little. I was surprised in reading The Order of Days to realize how little of what we know is there we've actually looked at. All of the ruins, it's some minuscule percentage that have actually been dug out. And there was there's mention in one place of discovering paintings.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. One of the most exciting things that's happened, and this was just 10 years ago, a project that I'm involved with, in fact, involved the discovery of the oldest wall paintings that we know about from the Maya world. And I guess they're probably among the oldest wall paintings from all of North America. In a temple in a site called San Bartolo in northern Guatemala, a friend of mine, my former graduate student, now my colleague, Bill Saturno, was exploring in the jungle, walks into a looter's excavation in a tree-covered pyramid and looks up and sees these paintings. It's changed our world in terms of archaeology, what we know about ancient Maya religion. It's like the Sistine Chapel. You have all these gods and origin myths and so forth depicted, and we're still working on it. I mean, we're still documenting it.
Let's talk a little bit about what we do know about the Maya. We do believe that they had some skill as astronomers, and we also know that they had very strict rules for timekeeping. Mm-hmm. They just happen to be different from ours, right?
Quite different. And the Maya came up with really an extraordinary mathematical construct, you know, this long count calendar. Several different calendars, in fact, for counting days, for counting lunar cycles, for counting solar years, but also these much larger periods, you know, what they call the tunes and the baktuns, these ever-increasing periods that kind of get exponentially larger and larger.
Can we compare really those to ours? A tune would be what in our terms?
What the Maya called a tun or a hab basically means a year, but it was for a 360-day period. You know, our year, of course, is 365 days. But they wanted something that was about a year, but they were interested in the numerology of that because there were two sacred numbers. One is 13 and one is 20. And so 13 times 20 is 360. And that's the basic period of their long count, 360 days. 20 of those makes up another period, and then 20 of those makes up another period, and it just goes on and on and on.
And the baktun is this longer period that you're talking about once you put all of the tunes together.
Well, the baktun is 400 tunes, so it's 20 times 20 tunes. And yeah, that's a long period of 400 years, but they had much larger ones too. The full extent of the Maya calendar, and I had to do some serious number crunching to figure this out, the kind of full extent of their conception of time, if you do all the additions, approximates 72 octillion years. And of course, that's a number that's just outrageous. It's way beyond our cosmology, you know, in terms of what physics tells us, you know, in terms of the age of our universe and its future. It's the largest concept of time, I think, ever conceived by a human culture.
I'm going to have to come back to the prophecy because, of course, that's what everybody is talking about these days. And I want to have a little better understanding, if that's possible, of the tablet, the Tortuguero tablet.
There's a site in Mexico, an archaeological site. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist anymore. It was wiped out by a cement factory about 25 years ago. A site called Tortuguero in the state of Tabasco in southern Mexico. Thankfully, some sculptures were saved from the destruction of this place. And this one tablet from Tortuguero has a mention of what the Maya would have called the ending, the future ending of 13 baktuns. So remember, a baktun is one of these 400-year periods. And what they're saying basically is that on December the 21st, 2012, the 13th baktun will end.
No mention of a 14th baktun to follow.
Well, not in this tablet, but we do know there will be a 14th baktun. And this is the thing that a lot of people have missed. If you look at the full evidence from written Maya history, we know that there's a 14th baktun and a 15th baktun and a 16th and all of this. The calendar does not end. It keeps going. But they like the fact that it's 13. Remember, that's a sacred number that the Maya were really interested in. That doesn't say that anything beyond that will be ending.
David Stewart is a Mayanist scholar at the University of Texas. His book is called The Order of Days, The Maya World and the Truth About 2012.